RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
You've got questions. Melanie's got answers. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
With around half the marriages today ending in divorce, it's obvious that so many couples need help and they don't know how to fix their problems. Are you one of them? My guest today is Dr. Pat Love. She's a distinguished professor, author, trainer, and longstanding licensed clinician. And yes, we're talking about relationships with Dr. Love. So how cool is that? Dr. Love, tell us about how do you know if what you're doing is tearing your relationship apart. I mean, we all fight. I've been married for 22 years or whatever, and we have some knockdown dragouts. But how do you know when those things are something that's really ruining the relationship and when they're just part of normal relationships?
Exactly. First of all, fighting doesn't predict anything. And the bottom line way to know if you're ruining your relationship is ask your partner, how are we doing? Is it, what's one small thing I could do to make this better? You know, on a scale of 1 to 10, how, you know, unhappy, happy and stable? Where are you? Where am I? Take assessment. I mean, this is one area where it's changing all the time, and therefore we need to check in with one another because our brains are 99.9% subjective. We think, you know, from our own perspective, and very few of us can answer this question objectively, and this is the question. At your worst, what's it like living with you? I mean, you know, sort of a mind-blowing idea to have objectivity about yourself. Even therapists have to go to therapy. We have to outsource this objectivity. And so oftentimes we have well-intentioned behaviors like criticism, for example. Criticism is using a negative to get a positive. Behind every criticism is a desire. Behind every blame is a desire. But often we send it in a way our partners not only can't hear us, but it disconnects us from our partners. 80% of couples who divorce or separate say, we grew apart. What does that mean? I don't feel close to you. I don't feel the energy coming from you. I'm not that interested in you. You don't look at me with those soft eyes and curiosity. You're not moving toward me anymore. We're leading parallel lives, or even worse, we're growing apart. So these behaviors that are often well-intentioned and maybe even unconscious are really moving us away from each other or tearing us apart.
Wow. You know, it's a great way to identify that. Of course, none of those things apply to me, but my husband would certainly tell you different because I'm the worst at critique and criticizing. And boy, I do that all the time. So if you recognize first that part of your behavior that's undermining your intimacy and you recognize the fact that maybe as a woman, maybe you're emasculating your man every time you criticize them or doing those things, really. How do you get out of that rut? I mean, Dr. Love, it's really hard when you feel like you want to just shake the person and say, yet now then you have no sex because there's no intimacy because you're both yelling at each other or, you know, criticizing. It's the criticizing.
Yeah, I love this question, and here's the answer. It's pretty simple. Behind every criticism is a desire. Cut to the chase. Tell him, tell her what you want. I love it when it would make me feel loved if you. Thank you for. It really helps when you. One thing that would really make me feel loved is this Friday night I would like to. You know, remember the acronym PMS. Most women can remember this. Positive, measurable, specific. Tell your partner exactly what you want and how it would make you feel or how it would help. We all want to succeed in relationships. And because in the infatuation stage, everything comes natural, and no matter what your partner does in that stage, you think it's wonderful. We make up, well, you know what I want. You can read my mind. But the truth is, we're not mind readers, and therefore we have to be current and tell each other what really touches our heart, what really makes us feel that connection, because you're right. Half the population, which is most women and some men, cannot feel sexual desire unless they feel connected and safe with one another. And as long as I'm using behaviors that make you protect yourself, like criticism. You know, all human beings respond to criticism the very same way. We defend against it. We're born designed to connect with each other. Connection, you know, we're hardwired to connect, but we're also hardwired to protect ourselves. So when someone criticizes or critiques or goes silent or, gets defensive and does that stonewalling, we're all designed to protect ourselves from that isolation. And when you're protecting, you're not connecting. And so what what we really want people to do is look at the desire beneath the behavior and send it in a way your partner can hear it. And here's another question. What would make you want to give that to me? You know, what would make you want to, you know, fill in the blank? So you have to know that we all want to succeed, and we have to make it easier for one another.
How do you know when it's kind of too late? When you feel like it's just past that point where you just don't even think that couples counseling is going to help?
Yeah, that's, you know, most of the couples I see are in that position. And so this is where you want to go get a really good board of directors. You know, because relationships are so vital and affect so many parts of your life, this is where you really want a second opinion, and this is where you don't skimp, and you don't make this decision on your own, and you don't make it just by consulting the friends that have more investment in you being single than being in a relationship. So I would say that you do have to get a second and third opinion on this, because it affects your whole life and the family and the kids and friends, et cetera. And this is not a mistake you want to make easily.
No, it definitely isn't. And it's a big decision. It's something that you have to really think about. Now, what about if one person is up for what you're saying to do? Ask yourself, what would make you want to do this for me? And the other person just isn't. How do you get that other person on board? Or what if it's an unequal situation?
Yeah. Two-thirds of people who are unhappy in a relationship are with somebody who's very happy. So this is very normal. And, you know, it's funny. I don't have trouble getting people in, because here's what I say. If you came to me and you say, my partner won't come, my partner's not interested, I would say to you, do you mind asking your partner if he or she would come in and help me help you? Because people like to be helpful. And once they get to really, really good help, they realize, I deserve this. I deserve to be happy. It's amazing how many relationships that look like they are just destined for being, you know, gone, are able to turn around in the right hand.
It's true. Now, we just have about a minute left, Dr. Love. So give us your very best advice for turning those relationships around.
Here's what I say to people. If you want to be a lover, if you want to be a good partner, find out what says I love you to your partner and give it as a gift. There are people who believe this, and I believe this, that the only love you really feel is loving. So if, you know, when you truly give it as a gift, by the way, single greatest way, the most consistent way to be happy is using your particular talent to help somebody else, to make somebody else's life happier, better. These are your values, stick to your values no matter what your partner does. You be the best partner you know how to be, and the rest is your partner's karma, not yours.
Oh, that is just, what a beautiful way to wrap it up. Thank you so much, Dr. Love. And you can see more about her at patlove.com. Yes, Dr. Love on relationships. How cool is that? This is Melanie Coles Health Radio. And if you missed any of the great information, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at radiomd.com. Thanks for listening, and stay well.